It's the Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny Show. Let's go.
Hey, coming up tonight at 7 o'clock, the Valkyries take on the Phoenix Mercury, and you can hear the game on 95.7 The Game and the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Kevin Dana, Sophia Jones, they are on the call, and you can watch the pregame on KPIX Plus. That starts at 6:30.
I'll be in the house.
Oh.
Yeah. Want to go? You had a long weekend. You look...
Yeah, probably not. Probably not.
Stan, you got a scratch on your forehead.
Yeah.
What happened?
I scratched my forehead.
Oh, okay. I played a little blood.
Had an itch and
yeah.
Is it bleeding?
Yeah, a little red.
Man,
speaking of red.
Juwan Jennings, 49ers wide receiver. There was a report today, Adam Schefter, reporting that Juwan Jennings, who's set to make $7.5 million this year for the 49ers, it's the last year of his deal. And apparently he's told the team, look, I want to renegotiate, or I want an extension, I should say, or if you don't want to give me an extension, trade me. Juwan Jennings.
Ask your boy Goo how this is going to play out, because this is an easy one.
Oh,
Goo, this is like a loony layup.
How's this going to play out?
Probably in the next 3 days, 72 hours, maybe 48, he'll have a new deal. He has all the leverage. A guy... Hey, he's been Mr. Reliable, never more than 1,000 yards in his career, Stani. 6 touchdowns last year, and I know that's not all on him, but the bottom line is you ran Debo up out of here, and a lot of Niner fans understood. Your boy is in sick bay, healing on the mend. I'm talking about Ayuk. And if we want to keep it a buck, Stani, one thou wow, he's doing what he's supposed to at 28 years old. He knows this is probably his last chance at a payday. And now, after coming off a season, after you pay Brock Purdy, he's probably sitting there like, I need to get mine. And are you really going to go into a season with that? If he wanted to get traded, you're not going to trade him, Stoney. With Pearsall, I know they made the move for Robinson and Kittle. So I'm expecting Jennings to get his chicken here soon.
Yeah,
but this is drama.
We'll see.
Who saw it coming?
Well, I didn't see specifically this coming, but look.
Tell me.
You're not going to like it.
Hey, why wouldn't I like it?
Because the 49ers have... This is...
The disease of
me. This is the system they set up. And it's a system that they've utilized for 4 years. And just because the 49ers say, you know what? We're going to move off some of our older guys, or we're going to get younger players in here. Doesn't mean Juwan Jennings has to play the game. Why should Juwan Jennings not get to play the game? McCaffrey got to play the game.
I would say they're Bosa all top got to, tier and Bosa, better than Jennings.
Well, he's their best receiver right now. Everybody gets theirs on the Niners.
Wow.
Brandon Ayuk got his. Trent Williams got his. Whether Juwan Jennings is in that class or not, like, part of me doesn't even care. The bottom line is this is what players are going to ask for when they're with the Niners at this time. They've all done it. They've all done it. Just because the Niners, like, don't want to do it anymore doesn't mean Juwan Jennings has to play that game. So,
it's the price of a dynasty, and I know you're going to be like, Guru, there was no dynasty, and what I mean by that is there was a whole hell of a lot of winning, multiple NFC championship visits, 2 Super Bowl visits, and now, you know, guys want to get paid, and Jennings, more power to him. I didn't see this coming. Like, Stoney, my man said, trade me if you don't pay me.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Wow.
Gary's in Daly City. Hey, Gary, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great, guys. Real quick, I'm going to go to 49ers. Devers, I told you guys couldn't hit a fastball away, but let's go to 49ers.
He did, Devers.
I told you guys that. Yeah. Anyway, two, real quick, I don't know why Lynch let this go on. I mean, Purdy should have took a little less with third down Juwan. Every time he bailed out Purdy on third down, that was the man. Not Ayuk, not Debo, it was Juwan. And he blocks like hell, too. I mean, why let this go on? Yeah, I mean, you go around and see everybody else getting paid, holding out, getting paid, and you just come into work like a union worker every day and showing up and doing your job, you deserve to get paid too. And when you have to go to the, I mean, you're right, Goo, that he's going to get paid. He brought it to the media's attention, which sometimes you just got to do, and he's going to get paid. but he shouldn't have happened like that. Lynch should have took care of this behind the scenes of Shanahan, because that's just showing no respect to him.
Thanks, thanks, Gary. Appreciate the call.
Does this come off, Snotty, as is disrespectful the way that he did it?
No. No. It's all Trent Williams is disrespectful. Ayuk's disrespectful.
But Brent,
you know, I'm that's where I'm kind of with Gary. I mean, this is the guy who just shows up and punches the clock. And now he wants what everybody else has wanted and virtually everybody has gotten. And that's more money.
But and I'll say, go ahead.
Well, I mean, right now he's their best receiver. And we'll see about Ayuk. But I do think it's, and I get Ayuk's hurt, but what, Ayuk's getting 30? He's not four times better than Jennings. I know that's an easy way to do it, but good for Jennings.
Well, not yet.
No, good for him just to do what he's doing. Like, why can't Juwan Jennings do what 10 other guys have done on this organization, on this team, for the last 4 years, and especially when everybody sees that everybody gets their money?
Wow,
you're
man.
Inviting this.
Okay, I'm going to say something to that, Stoney. And, you know, I'm a man of the people. We're men of the people. But the bottom line is you're doing this after a year that didn't culminate in winning. So Jennings, it's his time, but you're coming off a non-visit to the playoffs. That's one. That might not mean anything. Okay.
Did that hurt Purdy?
But we're talking – but see, Stoney, you don't like it? I don't know if Juwan is like the guys that pulled this card. Obviously, he's not in Ayuk's class as far as the team is concerned, because they gave him the respect with the contract. So, man, you bring up Trent Williams and Brock – I mean, Stoney, McCaffrey, and Kip, those dudes are dudes.
Yeah, and how many titles have they won?
And I love Jennings. Like, I don't know if you have this card to play, young man.
Well, here's the –
that's all I'm saying to you.
I mean, the idea – like, they didn't win it. They've never won it, and everybody got paid. Hmm. So, you know what? I actually think it's brilliant what he's doing.
Damn, Stoney, brilliant.
For Juwan Jennings, it's brilliant. And good for him, because he's never been a crybaby. He's never bucked the system. He's always just come and done his work.
Okay, what do you call this, though? This don't count?
What?
Bucking the system and all. Like, this is, you know, we were like, oh, it's a quiet on the set, offseason for the Niners.
So this is worse than what Ayuk did.
See, that's a whole different conversation.
It isn't really. They both had one more year left in their deal. Ayuk got extended, and now Jennings has one more year in his deal, and he wants to get extended. Tell me what the difference is.
I guess making it so loud in regard to you want traded if you don't get it.
Well, still not as much as what Ayuk did with all his social media. And here's the other thing. As far as I know, Juwan Jennings didn't go on social media. He did this behind closed doors, and it was found out by a reporter. So he hasn't really gone public with it. For all we know, he just said it to Lynch and Shanahan, and now it's gotten back to Adam Schefter.
So if you're Lynch and Kyle, do you forget the history and the ruckus that has had that you've experienced in regard to these contracts and kind of shotgunning or hijacking the offseason? What do, Stoney?
Pay him.
And that's why I said 72 hours.
You paid everybody. And I'm sorry, to single out Jennings, I don't understand.
Like, I'm not mad. I told them, get your chicken. Like, I'm pro player, but I got to ask you this, and I think I know your answer, but I'll ask you anyway. They wrote those checks to those said players thinking they thought they got a chance to win it, or they were going to win it. I wonder if that's changed just a tad bit to where they hold on to the bread and be like, okay, we got Pierce Allred. Like, the show goes on without you, Juwan. You can't come in here and demand that like you're Jerry Rice.
Okay. Then
I'm just throwing that out there.
I mean, to me.
Because how they respond is going to be, wow.
Yeah, this is what they asked for. the 49ers.
No, Theodore Rand said, this is a guy that actually deserves it. I'm with you. I'm not ready to say he's as good as Ayuk, Steiny.
Well, he's better now.
He's been more valuable. Third down, Juwan. We heard the guy. I mean, that's everything. The Green Bay game, the catches in the rain. So I know what he means. I'm just like, boy, I didn't know he had that flex.
Like, can I ask you why you didn't think he had that flex?
Because I don't think he's all pro wide receiver. And to come out in the middle of the summer and say, trade me or pay me, I'm just saying, be careful what you wish for.
I'm kind of with the 650 here. Good morning, guys. I don't see how Jennings has a lot of leverage in this. The Niners can just say no and make him play the final year. Exactly. Now, the question is, why would they do that? Well, the only reason they would do that is because they don't think of Juwan Jennings the same way they think of Bosa, Williams, Kittle, Debo back in the day, McCaffrey, Ayuk.
And can't you understand that? Because I just said that to you.
I might be able to understand it, but I'm not Juwan Jennings. I'm not the guy who watched every single teammate go to management in the last 4 years and get every single thing they wanted because I don't know why. You thought you were in a championship window, all right? And from what I'm understanding, are the 49ers still in a championship window? I don't know. If they are, maybe they'll re-sign him. If they don't think they are, I don't know what they're going to do with him.
Yeah, and I'm just trying to follow it. And you guys are right. Evan hit the buzzer in regard. They can make him do that. But, I mean, how fun of a trip would that be on the merry-go-round knowing – said player wants to get a contract, didn't get it, just come in here and ball and shut up. But the bottom line is, for this to get out, and you're right, maybe he didn't say this on his social media, but for this to get out signals to me, Steiny, that he thinks he's not close to getting a new contract.
I don't know how it
got out.
That's
how I read that.
I don't know how it got out, but Adam Schefter reporting that Juwan Jennings wants a contract extension. And if he doesn't get it, he's not going to hold out, but he's not going to be happy. Here we go again.
Sounds like Kuminga.
Here we go again. Well, it sounds like 17 49ers that have come through the pike in the last 4 years. And the question is, are they going to hold the line on Juwan Jennings? And can they afford to hold the line on Juwan Jennings in a year where they've lost Debo, they won't have Brandon Ayuk, and Ricky Pearsall is a question mark, not to mention Robinson is going to miss the first four games. So what do you do? How important is Juwan Jennings to this offense if you're a San Francisco 49er fan? 888-957-9570. And here's the other thing. If, you know, you think Ayuk's going to be back at some point in the season, and I got to believe the 49ers do. And if the 49ers believe, you know, Pearsall, who's hurt right now, is going to be fine a few games into the season, and Robinson's going to get off the list after game four, I mean, can you hold on in the first four games if you don't have Juwan Jennings? Or do you have to have Juwan Jennings the first part of the season, the early part of the season?
I'm going to put some respect on his name, Steiny, because I'm getting accused of double talking. But the bottom line is, I feel like you have to have him, just especially for Brock Purdy. And we just had a caller dub Juwan Jennings, third down Juwan. So there that is there. And I'm going to say this about Ayuk, who I wanted him to get paid, Steiny. Didn't like how he went about his business. But just because you come back doesn't mean you're back. So you got to have some Geico. Or, you know what I mean? You still got to have guys that can get it done before he comes back. And if he comes back and it's a slow process, still have threats out there. And I got to believe Juwan Jennings is one of those. But for him to say, trade me, I don't know why, Steiny. I feel like he knows something to where they ain't rushing to get this done.
My question to 49er fans is, you know, is what Juwan Jennings doing? Is it fair game after what's happened the previous off seasons? And everybody's been paid, or most people have been paid. Do you have to pay Juwan Jennings? And do you think of Juwan Jennings differently? I mean, it's I always think it's interesting because Juwan Jennings pretty much has kept his mouth shut for years here, never said a word, just does the job and has a lot of respect in that locker room and among the fans. And sometimes when you have a player like that, you think, oh, he'll just keep punching the clock.
So you take him for granted.
Exactly. And I think as he looks around the landscape of this particular team, I think he has every right to look at it and say, I may not be as important as some guys, but I'm certainly more important than most of the others. And I think that the 49ers need to do a little more right by me. And they probably should. He's Brock Purdy's security blanket in a lot of ways. He and George Kittle. So
and their newly acquired DeMarcus Robinson's down. He had one more touchdown than Jennings last year for what that's worth.
Yeah. Andis Brown on the YouTube chat says Jennings is playing this the right way. It's business. And then JF13 on the YouTube chat, Jennings is a B-level player acting like a diva. Trade him. Okay. So we got
no, he's 28 years old, and he's feeling like I done a whole hell of a lot, and I've been Kevon Looney, take it for granted. I watched Ayuk wreck his knee and get paid. That could happen to me without it. I'm not coming back on 1 year, so I get that. I just don't know if this is going to rattle the cage. And what did we hear, Steiny? I think how many people reported in The Athletic or people that cover the team, the Niners didn't like getting taken behind the woodshed. And I kind of scoffed at that. Like, what's that mean? You paid. What's that mean after the math? But we'll see.
This from the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line. Of all the players to ask for more money the last couple of years, Juwan Jennings seems to be one of the most deserving relative to what he's asking for. That's our main man, Jim Mole, on the Boxer and Gerson's work injury attorney's text line. I kind of agree. Especially, you know, and I don't know, do you put this into the equation or not? I mean, last year, Christian McCaffrey comes, gets a contract extension, barely plays. Trent Williams gets a contract extension, plays half the year. I mean, you got it. This
no,
is the
I
NFL.
Get that from
you
gotta, the player standpoint.
Do it.
But I want to know, Steiny, what Kyle thinks. Could this offense still move up and down the field without him? Like, we're going to find that out.
Yeah. I don't know. Dave's in Fresno. Hey, Dave, how you doing, man? What's going on?
I'm doing good. Good morning, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the whole Juwan Jennings situation, I think if you look in the history, this recent history of the 49ers and these contract situations, I think they kind of had to cave in because they didn't really have a plan B. You know, you look at Trent Williams, he was able to ask for more money. They didn't really have a plan in place behind him. McCaffrey, same thing. You look at George Kittle, who I think it's no-brainer bringing him back, but you obviously don't have a tight end behind him. Fred Warner, there's no really good linebacker in place. So, you know, now with Jennings, it's like you look at the receiver room, you're like, well, we kind of have to because they don't really seem to have a plan in place behind these guys. It's a lot of unknown pieces that they're like, well, we can't afford to lose the Jennings because we don't know what we have in the young guys. And it's kind of been the theme with this team with these holdouts. They kind of had to, and they kind of have to now. So, I mean, I think it's a good player. I think he deserves a raise, obviously. But you can't just keep when guys, oh, I want more money. It's, well, we got to give him more money. Like, at what point do you put a stop to this? So they need to really get some better development, in my opinion. So when they get in these contract negotiations, they can have somewhat some leverage. Because right now they don't have leverage. All they have is a whole bunch of unknown prospects that you're not ready to give the playing time to. So that's my take, guys. And I'll get your guys' thoughts on the when you hang up on me on the other side.
Appreciate it, Dave. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, he was second in touchdowns and receptions, all behind Kittle. But man, Steiny, I'm wondering. He's 7.5. What number he's even looking for?
Probably more years. Who have the 49ers paid? Bosa, Trent Williams, McCaffrey, Kittle,
Warner,
Purdy, Ayuk, Debo Samuel, Warner. I guess the thinking is Jennings not in those guys' class. Maybe those are considered the most important players.
But Jennings is telling you, Steiny, and anybody in the team, I am in that class, and if I'm not, I still deserve to get paid, and I'm not coming back for 7.5 when I know you just got rid of your Jets and Debo. Ayuk, we don't know when he's coming back, and a second-year player, So I feel like he's got some leverage. I'm just excited to see what the team thinks, because this will send a shot, let you know, hey, Steiny, you think you're that important? We'll show you, and we'll help you get up out of here.
You know, on the one hand, I know that we like to think that these guys are family. This is a business. And you cannot tell me that Juwan Jennings is okay, that Brandon Ayuk makes $30 million a year and he makes less than a quarter of that, or a quarter of that. I mean, like, that's not right.
It's the reality right now. That's correct.
And in the NFL, you get to do this because there aren't guaranteed contracts. So that's why he's doing it. Question is, what do the Niners do now in this spot?
Because you can try to do it, Steiny. And that's what he's doing. We don't know if they'll oblige. So
listen, if Juwan Jennings comes to camp without a contract extension and he is not happy, that's a problem. Like, it just is. So I don't know how the 49ers handle this one, to tell you the truth.
Man.
Especially a guy who's been, according to people inside that building, has been one of the biggest gamers that this franchise has.
And it's been all Giants and Warriors, and I get it. And we're thinking the Niners just having a quiet offseason for the positive, and then bam, this comes out of nowhere.
888-957-9570 is the number. Don't forget, we've got Valkyries tonight coming up at 7 o'clock. They take on the Phoenix Mercury, and you can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game and the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Kevin Dan and Sophia Jones have the call, and you can watch the games on KPIX Plus, and pregame starts at 6:30. Valkyries at home tonight. They take on the Phoenix Mercury. And in more important news, Daryl the Guru Johnson will be in the house. Where are your seats, you know?
Not yet. I don't know, right? Doesn't matter as long as I'm in the house.
Well, let's hope they're not that third level that
where we saw the pigeons.
Where we had to sit at that one time.
Steiny, you're off, bro.
All right. On the other side, there's a few Warriors nuggets we want to get into. Believe it or not, it's free agency in the NBA, although it seems to be winding down. What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good.